Forward, Vance. Good boy. On you go. It's a rather blustery autumnal day today. Only the second week of September, and already feeling, as I say, pretty autumnal. It's amazing how quickly what little summer we seem to have vanished as the forward Vance, as the calendar page was turned over and September appeared. It's also about a week since I got back from Paris for my long weekend and was reunited with Vance after four nights away from him. Quite a challenging time in terms of my mobility and in terms of just not being with him for the first time in well over a year. But I think we're both okay for the experience and forward Vance. And we'll do it again at some point. It's important to me that I can travel. Forward Vance.
It's at 2:30.
It's important to me that I can travel. And it's not always going to be possible to do that with Vance. That said, it certainly isn't easy going without him and be thinking pretty seriously about find left, Vance. Yeah, let's try here. Come on, Vance. Sorry, Vance just needed the toilet. I think we'll be thinking, I'll think pretty seriously about when a particular bit of travel justifies leaving Vance and when I can do it, when I can leave him with my parents. I'm just giving him a leg stretch around Vincent Square and that's it, Vance. You sure? I think he's sure. Giving him a leg stretch around Vincent Square in Westminster, well, Westminster Pimlico sort of boundary. Along with the excitement of being back at work after a few days off, have my own little challenge to try and sort out at the moment. Okay, Vance, find left. That being Vance's behaviour in the office. When I first started working for him 2 years ago, he was extremely well behaved in the office. And forward, Vance, on you go. Hardly ever said boo to a goose. I generally kept him benched and all was fine. And then after a few office moves and being in different locations, he started to recognise different people and sometimes greet people with a little growl. A friendly growl, I think, but a growl nonetheless. Or a bark. On you go, Vance. Something which I certainly didn't encourage and tried to disincentivise at times and try and incentivise good behaviour. But this sort of has sort of slowly snowballed over time, if a snowball can go slowly. I've got to a point recently where it was getting quite difficult. From the curb, Vance. Good boy. And right. Not so difficult that I couldn't cope with it myself, but difficult enough that it needed a new sort of strategy. About 6 months back, I started not always benching Vance in the office because I felt that he was a little bit frustrated at times when he couldn't say hello to people, and that might stop some of the growling. And for a time it worked, but as I say, of late, things have been a little bit more difficult. So as of today, we have a new regime in place. Sent an email to colleagues saying that it'd be helpful if they don't interact with Vance when he growls. If they could be as quiet as possible when I'm giving him a command so as not to confuse him. Straight on, Vance. Go on. So far, so good. Quite pleased with the results, actually. For only a few hours in the office, he's responding quite well. I'm very quick to give him a signal when he's behaving incorrectly, and he stops fairly quickly. And equally, I made sure he give time for praising him at intervals whilst he's being good. He's a really, really clever dog and responds well to that kind of structured learning. Great on, friends. And as I thought he would, he's responding. So, see how we go. It's early days yet, and it's really difficult. Straight to the curb, Vance. And right. Right. Thank you. Come on, find the way. I need to be able to keep up this regime. My colleagues need to be able to keep up the regime. And Vance needs to continue responding. But if all those things come together, then touch wood, things might be a little bit easier in the future. There's a fine balance to be struck. People like having a guide dog in the office. They like being able to come and pat the dog and things, but equally they want to be able to have their meetings in peace and get on with work occasionally. It's a balance that we all, me, my colleagues, and Vance, have a role to play in striking. And we shall see how we go. Anyway, I've almost gone around three sides of the square in the time that I've been talking. Before we head back to the office in just a second. Okay, just stand there, Vance. Stand and wait.